Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.
Hi, this is Ron Kincher. The Business Spotlight this week features Crazy Cakes owner Brian Lash, and this is brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Thanks for joining us, young man.
Of course.
All right, so 2018, you made a decision to buy the joint.
I did.
So what was your background prior to that?
I've been in restaurants pretty much my whole adult life. I started even when I was like 15. I started as a busboy. Mm-hmm. I've been a server. I've been a bartender. Been managers. I've done it all,
right,
basically, except for owning it, and this opportunity kind of presented itself. I thought, why not? It just kind of took a leap of faith and big learning curve.
I bet it was. So yeah. Are you a baker by nature?
I do a little bit of everything. Uh-huh. I dabble. I like to cook. I like to bake. I like being creative. Mm-hmm. I like, creative writing and stuff too is mm-hmm. another thing I do. So the social media side of things was something that helped us out at the very beginning. And yeah, I like to do a little bit of everything.
So when you purchased the place, it was already Crazy Cakes, right?
Correct.
So did you go in wanting to change the menu and just completely doing it your style, or was there some sort of...
No, I didn't want to alienate the customers like okay. that. So, we've changed things, but it's been a very slow, thought out change. Mm-hmm. It was nothing drastic right off the bat. I didn't want to alienate the customers
right.
who already existed. So... just little things here and there, and we've grown quite a bit over yes. the last 6 years.
So what was the first thing that you can remember going back to 2018 that you decided, okay, this is something I want to add to this mix?
Actually, probably the first thing was updating our point of sale system.
And oh.
I actually integrated it in. We use Square.
Mm-hmm.
So integrating that into the everyday operations and having actual tracking of data and stuff like that. That was one of the bigger things right off the bat.
So with what you do though, how important is that?
It's pretty important. It's good to see, what's selling, what's not. You can do coupons. You can even do marketing stuff through there. There's so many different options you can do. Online ordering is another thing.
Right. You just introduce online ordering. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Just got that up and running too.
So, is there anything that hasn't been successful that you have created that you're wondering why in the heck didn't this work?
Nothing.
Some dessert or some muffin or anything like that that you liked, but people didn't seem to like.
Not that I can really think of. There's things here and there, but I'm thinking more so things I've tried with the team or something
okay.
like that, and that wasn't working. So, I don't know. That's where the biggest learning curves come.
So in 2018, you purchased the place, kept things pretty much the same to start out with.
Correct.
How is the menu now compared to what it was back in 2018?
Bigger, and we do breakfast and lunch both all day long now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think we're one of the only places in town that actually does that as far
okay.
as I know.
Okay. And as far as the catering side of the business, was that big in 2018?
It was not big. No, that's something I kind of took off mid-21 or so.
Mm-hmm.
We had done it a little bit, but it really took off. I think I made a big effort on it in
right.
2021.
So what do you cater? Doing breakfast and lunch, what are you catering lunches, or is it more the sweet side of the business?
It's everything.
Is it really?
So we've done breakfast, we've done lunch. I've even done dinner stuff.
Oh, really?
We're mm-hmm. diving into the wedding meals starting this year. We're actually booking quite a few of those.
Okay. So. Your name is Crazy Cakes. Do you do wedding cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So if there's brides out there watching this, planning their wedding, they could call you guys and so how many people can you feed?
What do you mean?
At a wedding. I'm surprised you actually provide the food at weddings.
So that's something I'm not jumping into.
Okay.
Not that crazy. We're doing the smaller ones. We're booking them. We know our limits.
Right.
We know what we can handle. And we're not going to do two of them on the same day, but mm-hmm. somebody asks us, they got like 100 people or something.
Yeah, you can handle that?
I think we're doing one that's 200 or so, but it's the setup for it is conducive to what we can handle.
So you basically owned this place for a couple of years, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
So
good times.
I bet. So how did you get through that?
Very painfully.
Painfully?
Yeah. Just patience and understanding. And honestly, we wouldn't have gotten through it if it wasn't, I think, for the fact that we're in Quincy. Like, the town here crawled out of the woodwork to support local business.
I was just going to ask you that because I thought, you know, I know myself and my family, we made an effort to go out and support.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And I didn't know if that was a consistent theme Absolutely. Throughout the city. So
Absolutely.
People like, didn't forget about you.
People came out and bought gift certificates knowing full well they were never going to use them. Things
really?
Like that. Yeah, just crazy things like that. Like, another thing that really helped us too was Quincy Medical Group helped us out because they let us come over to their employee lounge and actually serve lunch like 3 days a week.
Oh, wow.
We did that. So when most places were having no sales, we were literally feeding like almost all of their staff and mm-hmm. having a good day sales. You know what I mean? So I'm forever indebted to them.
Do they still do stuff like that with you?
I don't go over there for lunches anymore, but I told them, I was like, anytime any of you want anything, mm-hmm. I'll deliver it, like, right. free, you know, like, I'm indebted to you guys forever, pretty much, and we do offer them a discount as well.
Right. So. Do you do that type of thing for other businesses, though? Let's say Ron Kinscher of Industries wants to have you guys come in and run a lunch bar or something like that. Is that something you can do?
Yeah, I mean, it is possible. That's not something that I generally... Like, I don't offer that, you know, day to day, but it's so something I would do.
So here's my question for you. Are you open about anything? So
I'm pretty
I'm throwing some stuff out there at
no,
you.
That, you're good.
So, I mean, like, I have an idea for my business, Ron Kinscher Industries, but we manufacture sprockets. We compete against basically sprockets. Okay. Hey, I got an idea. Can I call you and just say, hey, would you guys mind coming in like for breakfast and maybe doing an omelet bar or something? I mean, are you open to listening to anything
so
like that?
What we'll do a lot of times is we'll do a drop-off, but we can set it up like a bar. So you tell me how many people you're going to have, if you have a budget or whatever, and I'll provide you options, and I'll just bring it in, drop it off. I'll set everything up however you need.
Mm-hmm.
Plates, silverware, you know, utensils, everything. So
have you ever thought about doing a food truck?
Yes and no. I think I've thought about doing a coffee truck sometimes. I think that would be a cool idea.
So how important, again, I keep coming up with ideas. How important is this coffee that you serve to bring people in? I mean, are people addicted to the type of coffee you have? Because I know it's a premium coffee.
Good stuff. We use a brand out of St. Louis called Chauvin. A lot of people tell us, and I agree, it's the best coffee in town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing against anyone else, but I do love their coffee, and it's high-end. You know, they roast it the day that I place the order. They'll roast it and ship it to me, and it's there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fresh as can be, and we keep a whole bean until we use it.
Okay.
So.
How closely affiliated with the district are you? And how important is that affiliation?
I think it's pretty important. I think, you know, having a network of people, businesses, mm-hmm. and organizations that you can closely relate to. I mean, to me, that's one of the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was just thinking about that this morning. Like, I mean, how many local organizations are we technically partners with? And there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all unique in their own way. You know, mm-hmm. I value every single one of those relationships.
Yeah.
So,
we talked about competition beforehand. How does, and there's a lot of coffee shops in town that seem to be popping up all the time, like Mexican restaurants.
Yes.
How does that drive you and try to make you guys better?
I love competition, honestly. I think it's very important. Otherwise, if there wasn't any, I could just charge mm-hmm. more and more for a worse and worse product, and I would get away with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's just not right.
But uh-huh.
We have such a unique position and a model, really, that if anybody wants to try and duplicate it, like, I don't know. It's challenging because mm-hmm. we do so many different things, and you know, the corporate structure doesn't allow for the manager or whatever to work 80 hours a week and not pay himself anything, so like it kind of mm-hmm. works out in, uh-huh. in some sense, you know. So that's our competitive advantage. We can do a lot of different things.
So you've been at it 5 years, plus, a little bit, almost, six. Yeah. Are you having fun?
Yeah, generally.
Or do you regret buying it at all?
No, not at all. I don't. Maybe early part of COVID, I might have regretted.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Like, what the heck did I get myself into?
Uh-huh.
No, it's been great, man.
So what's the next thing for Crazy Cakes? If you had a crystal ball and said, Ron, here's what we're going to do next. Yeah, you just put in online ordering was big for you guys, right?
It was.
So I know that's something new was on. You wanted to get going. So you got that going. People can go to your website, do online ordering. Mm-hmm. What's the next step? Is there anything? You're just going to relax for a bit.
There's no relax.
Right.
I take a vacation every year, and it's very needed usually.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I have a lot of things in the works. I think, you know, building on the brand that we already have, I think, is important.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding on the catering, making sure that we're maintaining our focus on
right.
the customer experience,
because
right. that's the most important. And the team that we have is really the reason that we can, well, it's the reason I can sit here right now and
right.
talk to you
about right.
it, you know what I mean?
So. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Brian Lash, Crazy Cakes. This has been the Business Spotlight, brought to you by Mercantile Bank.
Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are
Muddy River News, our home, our news.